All right, we're going to get to our Benny Mardonis tribute. First, let's talk to Jerry Krause. Here's what the doctor had to say about Benny.
Very sad news. Benny was a big part of the Central New York music scene for so many years, going back to the late 70s when he appeared at Four Acres up in Marcy. When his first album came out, Thank God for Girls was the name of it. And then over the years, he would be back many, many times for concerts. And it was a tradition. He would open up summer at Foles Beach House, Sylvan Beach, on Memorial Day weekend. And then he'd be back Labor Day weekend to close up summer. And in between, he did a lot of club shows in the area, Turning Stone concerts, very memorable. He really became friends with the audience. He had a way to connect with the audience that was unlike many other rockers. And people loved him in this area, no doubt about it. Central New York fans had a love affair with Benny Mardonis for many years. Sad to see him go, but his music memories will always live on. This is Jerry Krause, the Doc, for 92.7 FM, The Drive.
This was the song, this is the crowd, this is me and the Hurricanes, and this is for you.
Memories. You give me the memories that keep me strong.
memories that keep me going. You're the reason I keep coming back every year. You're the reason.
FM to drive, and today we tip our hat to Mr. Benny Mardones. We got news earlier this morning that Benny passed away yesterday out there in Los Angeles. So there's a Turning Stone show, Benny doing Into the Night. Now, Benny and Central New York music go hand in hand, but Benny was worldwide. That song is only one of only 10 songs to go to the top 10 twice. It went to the top 10. It hit number one in September of 1980, and then it hit number one again in 1989 when he put out a re-recorded version of it. So great stuff right there from Benny. Now we're going to pay tribute here. We're going to hear from our buddy Bob Aquaviva, hear a couple of more Benny songs, and then we're even going to hear from Tommy Mottola, the head of Sony Records. So stick around. It's our Benny Mardones tribute right here on The Drive. Might Have Been a Love. Joe Show.
Yeah.
Ida Better Love, 92.7 FM, The Drive. Let's go to local area musician and just rock and roll guy, Bob Acquaviva. He's got a long-standing career in the music industry, and here's what he had to say about Benny.
We'll be right back.
Benny Mardones, 92.7 FM, The Drive, The Voice. Now, there's the guy that made Central New York his longtime home and really embraced things around here. And just legendary stuff from the shows at Falls Beach House and the Turning Stone and Coleman's and the Stitfield Field Days and 4 Acres. And Benny, I can remember coming up to the radio station throughout my career. He was really good friends with the Dr. Jerry Krause. Tom Starry knew, he knew Hersh and Nelson and those guys, and I knew him, but he was more friends with Doc. But he was always cool, he was always a nice guy, and it was always kind of cool to see Benny when he would stop up, and sometimes he would just stop up to say hi, so that was really cool. Now, just in case you're thinking, yeah, all right, so he had a local following. He was worldwide. Here's Tommy Mottola, yes, one-time husband of Mariah Carey, but here's Tommy Mottola, head of Sony Records worldwide, on his take on Benny Mardones.
He was one of the best voices I had ever heard since Daryl Hall. And I really felt that I could do a lot for Benny, because I always felt that Benny could get things on track and really have a great career if he could be harnessed to focus that talent.
All right, there you go. Benny Mardones tribute on The Drive. Coming up, our Joe's Attic Deep Cut of the Day. We'll look back on a happier memory, a concert that went down at Vernon Downs on this night in 2003.